the Rosa Sharon Radio Ministry. I'm your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. 1 John 4:7-8 says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knows God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love." Now to the Word of God. Good morning. Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Ministry. I thank God for His Word. I'm Apostle Joyce Crankfield, come to bring you the Word of God. What a beautiful day it is to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. God has been so good to us, and we need to honor Him and worship Him. But I thank God for all that He is to make us all what we are, body, soul, and spirit. Today is the day that we need to celebrate our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. All that He is doing for us in this hour, right now, in your life today. He woke you up this morning. It was not by the alarm clock. It was God Himself woke you up this morning to get you started, to honor Him, to worship Him, to praise Him. But I truly thank God for all that He is to us, body, soul, and spirit, that He gave us His Son, His only begotten Son. So good morning to the body of Christ, those who are alive today, those who are awake, alert, knowing what God got in store for you today. Some of you are on your way to give God the glory and the praise. You are out on your way to feed the poor, the helpless, the needy. Praise God. Those of you are going to the house of God to get ready for Sunday service. But most of all, I truly thank God for all that He is. Take a moment. Breathe in His presence. Exhale. Hallelujah. All that He gave to you. So you exhale. Praise God to give those who don't know Jesus Christ today. And I thank God for Jesus. So lift up your hand and give God the glory. Worship Him because He deserves all the glory. All the glory. Praise God. Make no difference what you did or do. You still need to give God the glory because He deserves it. He deserves the honor. He deserves the glory. Praise God. Remember now, our Heavenly Father is a jealous God. We are not to take His glory from Him. We are to give it to Him. He deserves it. He created us. He made us. We are His mirror. Praise God. We are His image. And we are to honor Him and worship Him and praise Him. To God be the glory. And I thank God for Jesus Christ. And I thank God for all that He is to us in this generation that we are in, that God is love. And I thank God for Jesus for His love, because Jesus is the Lamb of God. And I thank God His job is to take away the sin, praise God, that was done in the Garden of Eden. He is the Lamb of God to take away our sin, that we don't have to carry that sin anymore, that we can be free from sin and to worship our Lord, our Savior, our salvation in Jesus Christ. So I truly thank God for all that He is to us in this hour. Praise God. We are not to take Him for granted, but we need to worship Him. Praise God for all that He is to us in the day we are in. Because Jesus is Lord. He is Lord over us, praise God. And I thank God for His Spirit. And we need to come to the place of repentance. We need to repent of our sin. That's the only way we'll get into the kingdom, is to repent of our sin. We need to acknowledge whatever we do in this temple that God bless us with. Temple, I mean your body. The body that God bless you with. We are to acknowledge, praise God, of the things we do. And we need to ask God to forgive us. To forgive us of our sin. But I truly thank God for Jesus. I truly thank God for what He is to us
thank God for his grace and mercy. And I truly thank God for Jesus Christ. So I thank God. Now I'm going to the book of John, the first chapter of John, where it says, the Word became flesh. The Word. And the Word became flesh. And who was in the flesh? Jesus Christ. Jesus was the Word. But Jesus had to come into a flesh human form to present the Word of God to the whole world, to the dying world. Praise God. Without Jesus, we will know nothing about God. But because of him, of the Word, he carried the epistle of the Word of God. He knew from the Old Testament to the New. Praise God. He was the Word. In the beginning, Jesus was there. Praise God. In the beginning, praise God, the Word of God. And this is what the Word said. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. That's a mystery. The Word. Jesus was in that in the beginning, but Jesus had to present himself in the flesh. Praise God, to honor, to carry on, and to acknowledge the Word that his Father instilled in him. The Word of God. Remember Jesus told the devil? Every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. See, he was God's Son, the living Son, the only Son that God gave. God, he presented his Heavenly Father to present the Word of God. In the beginning, God created the Word. Praise God. And the Word was life. The Word break the yoke. The Word bring comfort. The Word, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In the beginning was the Word of God. And the Word, praise God, through him, all things were made without him. Nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. In the beginning, God had established the Word of God. The Word of God is so important that we need to have the Word. Remember, I'm just reading. The Word is the light. And a lot of our people now today are in full darkness. They can see no way out because the enemy got them in a well that they cannot see the light. They can see no way out because of darkness. Darkness represents sin. And thank God for Jesus Christ. Jesus recognized, thank God he represents the lighthouse, the beeper, the beacon. Praise God, they guide the sailors while they on the sea, in the water. And they had to find some kind of way to see their way through in the dark. And when they see the lighthouse draw out light. Praise God, it bring out light. Praise God, it shine all over the water so they can see their way on the shore. But that is Jesus. He's that light. He brings forth the light of righteousness into our human spirit, into the spirit that we need to see. He removes darkness when we accept the light. And the light is Jesus. He is the Word. The Word brings comfort. Praise God. The Word brings peace. The Word brings solitude. Praise God. Hallelujah. It brings serenity. All we got to do is believe in the Word of God, to believe in him, and to acknowledge him, and know that God is real. Thank you, Jesus. God is real. But why? Because he gave us his Son. That's why Jesus became a living flesh. He had to be born, praise God, into a human form. Praise God, so that he can walk up and down the seashore, into valleys, into desert, into village, into other places. Praise God, to give the word of God to those who have an ear to hear what the Lord is saying unto them. Praise God. Remember, we are spirit, but thank God for Jesus. He wants us to acknowledge his presence. In the beginning was the word of God. In the beginning, praise God, the word of God do exist. The word of God is real. It's going to be a day, praise God, when great tribulation comes stronger and stronger. People will be coming to Jesus. They will be coming to him because why? They want to be comfort. They want peace. They want joy. They want happiness. Praise God. They want something. They want love. So love will conquer everything. Love will bring comfort to those who are hurting. The word of God is the word that we need. The word of God brings comfort that we need. We are the mirror of Jesus Christ. And the word of God is the mirror. It will show us our shortcomings. It will show us what we're missing. Because without God, you can't make it. Without the Savior, you cannot survive. Because without Jesus Christ, you will go into darkness and you will stay in darkness. Don't realize how you're going to come out. So with Jesus, you will be a conqueror. You will be an overcomer if you accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Jesus, that's why the reason he came on this earth, that he'll be our salvation. He willingly to lay down his life. Willingly to get beaten so many stripes. He was willingly to get on that cross to die for you and me, that we will have life and more abundantly. Now, my brothers and sisters, the Lord that we talking about right now is sitting on the throne with the crown on his head. He earned it, praise God, because he is the Son of God. He willing to lay down his life like an innocent lamb, ready to be pierced, ready to be sacrificed. He willingly to do that so that we can have everlasting life. So my brothers and sisters in the body of Christ, let's get into the word. Let's believe what the word says, and that is Jesus. Let us receive him. More and more, let us bring comfort to others to let them see the light that we carry to help them to get out of darkness. Let us present Jesus to them. Let us bring Jesus to their life. Because without the Lord, we will not survive. We will not make it. Because Jesus is the key to the kingdom. So my brothers and sisters, whoever listen to this broadcast, listen to this message, get hold to Jesus today. Right now, while you're still alive, get hold to Jesus today. And may God bless you. Have a beautiful day.
Thank you for listening to this broadcast. If you have any questions or need prayer, you can reach me at 772-475-7083. Join me again next Saturday at 8:45 a.m. to hear the Word of God.